This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talk pretty much every day on this program about the stock market because, honestly, that's the thing most people pay attention to. We talk not quite so much about bonds because even though the debt market is way bigger than equities, it's also way more complicated. If you've been watching lately, bond prices have been getting whacked, hit really hard on the downside. So bond yields, the interest they pay, has been jumping higher. We asked Marketplace's Adrienne Hill to explain why that happens.
Okay, pack fast. We're going back to college.
Dartmouth
specifically. But we don't have time for fight songs and beer. Not right now. We've got a Bonds 101 class to get to, taught by economics professor Charlie Whelan.
So let's get started with class. Adrienne, is there a reason that you were late today?
Kai had a question about the homework. I'm so sorry.
Okay, well, you're here now. So let's talk about bonds. A bond is essentially a loan where I'm going to give you some money and you are going to give it back to me at some point in the future. I'm not going to loan you the money out of the goodness of my heart. You're actually going to pay a rental rate on the money that I'm giving it to you. That's the best way to think about it. And that rental rate is going to be some rate of interest.
So, Professor Whelan, here's just what I don't get. I mean, why the inverse relationship between interest rates and bond prices? Higher interest rates should be good for bonds, right? I mean, they're going to pay out more money.
No, because when interest rates go up, the bonds that paid the old lower interest rate are now worth less. So that's the way to think about it. Somebody's got a newer, shinier bond. And what newer, shinier means in the bond market is it pays a higher interest rate. So you got the old bond that pays 3%. The new bond at roughly the same price, $1,000, pays 4%. So the only way that you're going to be able to unload your old, less shiny bond is to lower the price of it.
I think I got it. And we're talking about this now because we think Fed policy is going to push interest rates up, which could push down bond prices, right?
Exactly. The only thing I would add is that the interest rates have already started going up. So we've already seen that movement a little bit, but we expect it might become even more significant.
Which means lower prices for anyone invested in bonds. It's all starting to get clear.
Thank you. You have a good fourth. I will see you next week.